This teaching speaks of Jesus' temptation within our congregations and ourselves. I pray it instructs and clothes. Before I sing then a song from the Lord, Jesus save me. Jesus save me. Jesus save me. My soul is in his hand. Jesus save me. Jesus save me. My soul is in his hand. After fasting for 40 days, Moses brought to Israel's flesh a law of sin and death. Jesus too fasted 40 days, and after he was tempted, preached the kingdom of heaven and a law of faith to an Israel born of his spirit. For while he came out of both Judah's flesh through David, the true lawgiver is found in Jacob's blessing over Judah, saying, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him shall the gathering of the people be." In Matthew chapter 4, Satan the tempter came to Jesus three times, saying first, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones be made bread." The stones are a reference to the stones of fire Ezekiel saw cover Satan in Eden, and the tables of stone Moses brought down from Mount Sinai. Therein is Satan's power. So it is Satan desired Jesus change God's commandments, as we cannot live by that law of sin. And those Satan tempted Eve, saying, "If you eat of this tree, you will not die, but become as God," we know he lied. So it is Jesus replied, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Concerning this, I recently taught on the commandment God gave Paul to establish order in our churches. Its root rests in Christ being the head of the church and man the head of the woman. The command being that woman not teach or preach, 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Corinthians 14. It speaks to church teachings and traditions being subject to Jesus' gospel and of an order in our households established with love and respect. But that this command has fallen in our congregations is a sign Jesus' testimony has fallen in us. So when Jesus said we must live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, he pointed to his gospel and a law of faith made perfect through love. Next, Satan took Jesus up to the pinnacle of the temple in Jerusalem and tempting him said, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning you." To which Jesus replied, "You shall not tempt the Lord thy God." Look closer now, and you will see Satan did not believe on Jesus, but sought a sign. Moreover, in tempting Jesus to reveal he was the Son of God, was told not to tempt the Lord our God. Whereas Peter, believing, declared Jesus is both Lord and Christ. Not long after I preached on God's order in the church, I shared how we all seek a sign. Yet at the point we seek them as proof God exists, we turn from resting in faith. Yet Jesus, who himself did many miracles, said, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks a sign." At this time, I preached on the gifts of tongues and prophecy, and shared that prophecy, as an example, must be subject to the spirit of prophecy. That the gift of prophecy given to reveal error in the church must bow to Jesus' testimony. As it is written, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So the church's testimony, Jesus is not the Father, must bow to Jesus' testimony in Isaiah that declared the promised Son is the everlasting Father. Amen. Else we oppose God. And this is the Antichrist spirit the Apostle John said denies Jesus as both Father and Son. Likewise, in Satan's second temptation of Jesus, we see our own temptation of the Lord, and that in seeking signs reveals our unbelief. However, from this understanding, amen, may we turn rather to sound doctrine, and place those gifts given to the church for edification and correction in their rightful place, that is, at the feet of Jesus Christ. So, by temptation, our faith is tried by fire and cleansed. The third time Satan tempted Jesus, he showed him all the kingdoms of this world and said, "All of these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me." To which Jesus replied, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve." So Satan's final temptation questions the way we worship. Do we, like Cain, offer up the fruits of the earth, and like Cain's seed possess the kingdoms of men outside of Eden? Or do we, like Abel, rest in the blood of the Lamb, which spoke of Jesus' sacrifice offered up once for all? Do we bow to the beast of the earth, which beast in Revelation has men worship the carnal teachings of men, which things bow to Satan and not Christ, and abide in the abstinence of meats, drinks, and whatever things men deem an abomination at the time, like the current teaching COVID vaccines are the mark of the beast, which error concludes Jesus' salvation is insufficient, and that they further need to reject a man-made vaccine to be saved, and being blind to the error, do not understand this sin brings forth the abomination of desolation Daniel foresaw. For in stating we must reject the vaccine to be saved, they fail to rest in Jesus' salvation. And like Cain, whose offering was rejected, then kill the very one whose offering was accepted, and so wandered as a vagabond finding no rest. This ignorance abides in men's flesh and in the carnal era of this world, which things Satan promised Jesus if he but bowed down to his testament. But see, flesh and blood does not enter the kingdom of God, brethren. But Jesus preached the kingdom of heaven and sought those who would worship him in spirit and in truth, whose salvation rests in Jesus' sacrifice, which saints keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. These are they who rest from their labors. So then I ask you, is Jesus' salvation established in you? Is God Almighty's sacrifice sufficient for you? Yes, it is. Rest, brethren, in Jesus' name, which means the salvation of the existing one. Sing now with me. Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. My soul is in his hand. Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. My song is in his hand. Lord, bless this teaching in our hearts and open out the understanding in your word, and let no man shut. Forgive our unbelief, Father, cleanse your faith in us. Let us worship in spirit and in truth. In God Almighty's name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, consecrated forevermore. Amen.